from Washington. This is VOA News. Ukraine official reports Russian violation of Ukraine airspace. Afghanistan plane crash reportedly kills 5 international troops. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. Ukraine's prime minister says Russian military aircraft have repeatedly crossed into Ukraine's airspace in what he called Russian aggression designed to undermine global security. Arseniy Yatsenyuk in Rome during a trip to Italy that included talks with Pope Francis told reporters Saturday that Russian forces had violated Ukrainian airspace 7 times overnight.
We do understand the reason Russian military did it. The only reason is to provoke Ukraine to strike a missile and to accuse Ukraine of waging the war to Russia.
On Friday, U.S. military officials also said Russian aircraft had flown into Ukrainian airspace, a charge Russia denies. In a Saturday statement carried by the Itar TASS news agency, Russia's defense ministry said its objective monitoring of the air situation had not detected any air border violations. Pope Francis told Yatsenyuk that he would do everything possible to promote peace in Ukraine, where pro-Russian separatists continue to occupy government buildings in about a dozen cities in eastern Ukraine. VOA correspondent Brian Padden in the eastern Ukrainian city of Donetsk says anti-American sentiment appears to be on the rise among pro-Russian separatists. The group of 7 major economies has agreed to move swiftly on new sanctions against Russia because of Russia's actions in Ukraine. In a joint statement released late Friday, the G7 nations said they would take measures to intensify targeted sanctions. NATO and British officials say 5 international troops have been killed in a British military helicopter crash in southern Afghanistan. The U.S.-led NATO coalition did not provide details on Saturday's crash, saying the accident is under investigation. But a Kandahar provincial police spokesman said the aircraft went down in the province's Takhta Pul district, about 50 kilometers from the Pakistani border. Local officials said the helicopter crashed due to technical problems. Preliminary results show Afghanistan's April 5th presidential election will have to go to a second round runoff vote between former Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah and former World Bank official Ashraf Ghani. Afghan election officials revealed the official count Saturday, showing Abdullah won 44.9% of the vote and Ghani 31.5%, which means neither man won a majority of the overall vote. Ahmad Yusuf Nuristani is chairman of the Afghanistan Independent Election Commission.
I think we are prepared. If it goes to second round, yes, we think it's doable, and we have a tentative schedule of June 7th to start the second round.
The preliminary results of the election will be updated when the final official count is released on May 14th. The U.S. is urging Pakistan and Afghanistan to enhance border cooperation in order to counter violent extremism plaguing the region. Ayaz Ghul reports from Pakistan's capital.
Special American envoy James Dobbins held detailed talks with Pakistani political and military leaders focused on Islamabad's counter-militancy efforts and its contribution to the U.S.-led international campaign aimed at stabilizing neighboring Afghanistan. Speaking to Pakistan's state-run television late Friday, he said the United States is supportive of Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's efforts to engage the Pakistani Taliban in talks for ending the problem of militancy.
We support Pakistan's effort to establish the rule of law in Pakistan, to eliminate violent extremism, not just the violent extremists who attack Pakistan, but the violent extremists who operate from Pakistani territory and attack neighboring societies.
Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
A permanent museum to remember the Tiananmen crackdown of 1989 has officially opened in Hong Kong. Organizers say Chinese people need to know more about the events of 25 years ago and call on Beijing to face its troubled history. The exhibition is the world's first museum dedicated to the brutal crackdown ordered by the Chinese leadership 25 years ago. While references to the crackdown are banned on the mainland, activists and politicians in Hong Kong have long called on Beijing to offer a full account of what happened on June 4, 1989. And U.S. President Barack Obama is in Malaysia, the first visit by a sitting U.S. president since Lyndon Johnson traveled there in 1966. He's traveling in the region as one relatively new leader there continues to threaten use of nuclear weapons in North Korea. I'm Vincent Bruce, VOA News, reporting from Washington. More at voanews.com, 24 hours a day.